Philippine SAS withholding tax obligations for domestic companies have been fundamentally transformed following a milestone ruling by the Court of Tax Appeals, CTA, today, April 9, 2026. In a move that provides massive fiscal relief to the tech sector, the court clarified that payments made to non-resident foreign corporations for software as a service, SaaS, subscriptions should be treated as business profits rather than royalties. For years, the Bureau of Internal Revenue, BIR, has leaned toward a 25% final withholding tax by labeling these digital tools as royalties. This new ruling effectively ends that practice for standard cloud subscriptions, redefining the SaaS tax landscape. The core of this Philippine SaaS withholding tax shift lies in the distinction between using a copyright and using a service. The CTA ruled that because SaaS users only access functionality, rather than acquiring the right to reproduce or modify the underlying code, the payments do not qualify as royalties. The financial impact of the ruling, from 25% to 0%, under most active tax treaties, e.g., US, Japan, Singapore, business profits are only taxable in the Philippines if the seller has a local office, permanent establishment. Since most SaaS giants are offshore, the withholding rate effectively drops to zero. Treaty relief. Domestic firms can now aggressively pursue tax treaty relief applications, TTRA, to stop the 25% leakage on their global software spend. Service VAT versus withholding. Note that while the Philippines SaaS withholding tax on income is slashed, the 12% digital service VAT remains applicable. Why this matters for 2026 compliance as Philippine businesses continue their rapid migration to the cloud, the cost of Philippines SaaS withholding tax has been a major barrier to digital transformation. By aligning with international standards, the CTA is lowering the barrier for BPOs, startups, and traditional enterprises to access world-class software. Legal take. To benefit from this Philippines SaaS withholding tax reduction, companies must ensure their service contracts explicitly state that no copyright ownership or right to use the source code is being transferred to the local user.